Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, June 4th, 2019. On this day in 1939, the MS St. Louis, a ship carrying 963 Jewish refugees, was denied permission to land in Florida in the U.S. after already being turned away from Cuba. Forced to return to Europe, more than 200 of its passengers later died in Nazi concentration camps. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD stated on Monday in the Berlin House of Representatives Committee on the Interior that with several measures, the Berlin Senate wants to increase traffic safety in the capital by extending the police bicycle squadron from Mitte to Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg before the end of the year. According to Geisel, the police unit that patrols on bicycles is to be strengthened in terms of personnel. This year, there will also be two main police actions against illegal parking on bicycle and bus lanes. Around 80,000 traffic accidents occur every year in Berlin. Accident hotspots are above all the Schlesische intersection, the corner of Skalitzerstrasse, and roundabouts such as Ernst-Reuter-Platz. According to police, the main cause of accidents are mistakes when turning, disregard of the right-of-way, and inappropriate speed. Stationary speed monitoring systems are now installed at 32 accident hotspots in the city as well. According to Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic, the installations now cover the accident-prone intersections. According to Marcus von Stegen, head of the traffic service of the police, 60% of mobile speed monitoring takes place in front of schools, kindergartens, and homes for the elderly. Almost 2 weeks before the planned authorization for electric scooters, the Senate expects new problems in road traffic. In addition to Interior Senator Andreas Geisel's statements detailed in our previous story, he also stated in the House of Representatives Internal Affairs Committee, quote, "This is likely to be a high potential for conflict." The scheme provides that scooters may be driven on roads and cycle paths, but not on sidewalks. But according to Geisel, not all scooter riders are expected to adhere to this, and added, quote, "There will be certain differences between definition and reality." Geisel lamented that the climate in Berlin's road traffic has become more tense overall in recent years, with more conflict and more aggression. Because Berlin has grown by almost 400,000 inhabitants in recent years, road traffic has also become denser. However, the number of accidents did not increase in line with the number of inhabitants, but grew much more slowly. According to the Senate administration, in response to a question from the Greens, in Berlin, increasingly expensive bicycles are being stolen. The average claim last year was 663 euros, and in 2017, stolen bikes were worth on average 629 euros. The increase is, quote, "probably also due to the increasing spread of e-bikes and the resulting rise in average prices." Last year, 27,529 cases of bicycle theft were registered by the police. In addition, there were likely to be numerous cases which were not reported by the owners, mainly because the bicycles were not insured. Most bicycles were stolen in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg at 4,005, followed by Pankow at 3,929, and Mitte at 3,857. The fewest thefts occurred in Marzahn-Hellersdorf at 835. The reconnaissance rate is only 4%. The results of a Velo investigation group, which worked as a pilot project from May 1, 2018 to April 30, 2019, are now to be evaluated. The main focus was on insights into the organization of perpetrators and gangs and their respective sales channels. The new tourism concept for the Pankow district is causing a stir. The 239-page paper contains some drastic proposals for the future management of parks and green spaces. In the fight against overcrowding and overuse, an entrance fee for the Mauerpark could soon be levied. Another proposal is a ban on parties and celebrations in green areas. The tourism concept Pankow 2018 was developed by BTE Tourismus and Regionalberatung. These experts deal with the question of how many city tourists and holidaymakers the district can tolerate. it's positively emphasized that a high capacity utilization of cultural and gastronomic facilities means that they will not go bankrupt, and thus remain so for the locals. However, there are also, quote, tourism-induced conflicts. In order to combat, quote, local overcrowding effects, the experts recommend that consideration be given to restricting access to parks. The popular Mauer Park is specifically named, and it states that it's worth considering levying entrance fees within the framework of a, quote, partial reimbursement system. This means that part of the money collected would be invested in green maintenance, and visitors would receive a discount voucher for the other part of the entry fee, for example, for the local retail trade. District Mayor Soren Ben of the Left stated to the Berliner Zeitung that, quote, the present tourism concept is a recommendation for action to the district. None of the measures proposed therein are of a decision-making nature. Above all, he states, quote, the topic of admission to parks is not one that we will be seriously dealing with in the foreseeable future. Mayor Ben emphasized that public parks are common property and their use should not depend on one's budget, and that park cleanliness and care would have to be ensured by other means. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.